All right, guys, so today we're going to be talking about was Erin correct to launch the rumbling? By the way, just a quick reminder or notice, this is, as episode is going to be having a lot of spoilers. I'm going to be talking about basically the conclusion and what what happened in the latter part of the Attack on Titan manga. The anime is close to, you know, wrapping up right now. I'm not sure if the anime has finished, but I know it's ongoing and this is the last season of the anime. So I'm going to be talking about that. So if you're an anime only watcher, you probably don't want to be listening to this episode. If you don't mind spoilers, then by all means, let us continue. So question I'm going to be tackling is, was Eren correct to launch the rumble? Now, give some background. And for most of you guys, you know the background. Eren is from Paradise Island. Everyone on Paradise Island, before they knew what was happening, they were plagued by Titans, you know, Titans are giants, what they are called, Titans in the anime, or in the manga, in the story, and they were constantly being attacked and killed, and they didn't have much idea, you know, and Eren, after losing their district and their family and everything, they joined the Survey Corps, you know, they started going on missions, started unlocking secrets and figuring things out, and finally they get to realize that, okay, so we are here, basically a cursed race, not necessarily cursed, but viewed as cursed and destructive, and a race that should be annihilated, right? Eldian, I think they're called Endian race or whatever. I might be saying it wrong. But they get to find out that they are the enemies of basically entire world, but more specifically the Marley Empire, right? The Marley Empire is hell-bent on exterminating them because, of course, they're afraid, you know, like all things, you know, two things that makes you one enemy of someone. Either they want something from you or they're afraid of you. Yeah, it's normally those two things. Either you have something that somebody wants and they need to get rid of you to get it, are they afraid of you and so they want to get rid of you before you can get rid of them. That's normally what's it. And with the Marley Empire, it's a little bit of both. They are afraid of the people on Paradise Island, but they also want to get the full Titan powers and the ability to control the Titans, because the Marley Empire, after all, is our empire and they are trying to control the world. So that's the backstory, right? We don't have to get too much into it. But it's been a bloody war, and the reason why I'm trying to give you the backstory is to really position the choices that we have right here, that Eren has, right? Should we destroy the enemy that is trying to destroy us, or should we find a more amicable way to resolve the situation? And especially since we didn't have a lot of the information, and now we have more information, now we realize probably there's ways to resolve this, you know, we are making alliances with other people, and we could possibly, you know, you have the Misaka family member that they made a people set a race of people that they basically the Asians that they made alliances with, and you know, they were trying to get out there into the world, and they had a different plan, you know, to introduce themselves to the world while, you know, from a position of power, and you know, to tackle the Marlian Empire in a different way. That was one part, but Eren had different goals. Eren probably was like, yo, let's just get rid of these people once and for all. Let's launch this rumble and crush these people without remorse or sorrow, right? And so the question is, was Eren correct? Was Eren way correct, right? And now we're going to be looking at the moral point of view. And of course, the moral point of view is going to obviously state, say, yo, morally, it wasn't correct. It wasn't the correct choice, you know. Destroying everything and everyone is almost like you are justifying the fear that the Marlian Empire had and the rest of the world had. It's almost like you are giving the Marlian Empire and the rest of the world the exact excuse that they were using to target basically shut you guys off from the rest of the world and destroy you and attack you constantly. However, you could make the argument in Eren's favor that it doesn't matter. They weren't going. They were doing that even when we weren't troubling them. So the point trying to tell me now to not retaliate because, oh, by retaliating, I'm justifying what they think of me isn't really going to work, because they were doing all sort manner of evil even when we weren't doing anything. We were just locked on this island, didn't know anything, we were dumb to the ways of the world. Right? But the moral point of view is, yes, I don't think you should kill millions of people, innocent people as well, just to you know, get rid of the Malian Empire or the people with power in the Malian Empire. And that's the thing about, even in the real world, you know, you have these people in powerful places that are making decisions that aren't even really that beneficial to the large majority of citizens of said countries. And it's normally a small clique of people who benefit from the decisions that these people in high power make. And so here you are going to be punished because you just happen to have some horrible leaders who are provoking the people on Paradise Island, and now you, a little squatter, you're poor, middle class, you didn't really have much power, is not going to have to be sacrificed for the decisions of your leader. I guess this is why people prefer democracies compared to like feudalism and dictatorships, because at least in a democracy you could at least say, okay, I did play some part in choosing my government, therefore it's okay to at least be a little bit responsible. But when you're in a dictatorship and a dictator go piss off some other country, and you have to fight his war, that's just sad. But that's a moral point of view. Let's talk about the objective point of view. From an objective point of view, this was the most efficient way to get rid of your enemy. Sure, there's going to be a lot of collateral damage, innocents dying, a lot of people are going to die, and you're basically going to be turning the whole world against you. But from a strictly objective point of view, the objective is to crush your enemy completely. Then from an objective point of view, Eren way was the perfect way. Bypass all of this struggle to, you know, invest in technology, you know, train thousands of troops just to go attack and fight the Marlians with parity in terms of technology and weaponry. You know, it was the right move in terms from that objective point of view. So from an objective point of view, it was the correct move. You know, if your goal is to completely crush your enemy, then Eren chose the right path. Now, here's where it's complicated. And from a humanist point of view, I'm not going to say a humanist point of view, it's both contemplating the objective, the moral, and all the other things that make us human beings. This might not have been the best choice because it perpetuates the cycle of hatred, consequences, and we see it played out on a small scale in the manga, right, where when Eren and company invaded Marlian Empire and kill a lot of people, and then the hatred that these people, I don't even remember that little girl name that actually shot Sasha, shot and killed Sasha. From her point of view, Eren are the bad guy. And this is how it is even in the real world. And this is why I say, oh, normally when powerful people are fighting, the little citizens and the grown are the one that have to suffer the consequences and fall in prey to propaganda without even knowing the full story. But right, Sasha, in Sasha's eyes, they are just fighting for their survival, fighting back. But the girl that killed Sasha, she's just fighting for survival. Here comes Sasha and Eren invading their reality, destroying everything that they knew and understood. And this is where the cycle of hatred comes from, you know, where people can only view their reality, and people are slave to their reality, slave to their environment. Even when you know what is right and wrong, most cases it's hard to even do the right thing when you are a part of a group that is trying to push for something wrong. That's normally the case. That's how it is, you know. And so, by Eren doing that, he could in turn create the situation that they were in as on the Paradise Island. Now here comes. Now they would have turned their hatred towards Paradise Island even more. Now they want revenge, you know. So let's, for instance, Eren lost the rumbling and he successfully launched it, killed as much as people. But he managed to kill everyone. And now you have insurgency, people fighting to overthrow the people from Paradise Island. That's a lot of hatred, people losing their mother and they don't know why. And it doesn't matter if you tell them the story. Oh, but you guys were the one that invade Paradise Island and send it's Titans to kill us. Nobody, they don't give a shit that that was what happened. All I know is that you killed my mother. I don't care if you think it was justified. You killed my mother, and that is a problem. And now you're gonna have to pay for that. And that's the reality. You know, that's the reality. So that's the cycle of hatred and consequences. That's from the point of view, humanist point of view of, you know, ensuring that there's, and from that point of view, I think I would say it was good that Eren was stopped. Right? A lot of people are mixed. Some people agree that that Eren was stopped. Some people don't agree. And again, that captures all human beings view the world. It's just that certain things resonate with certain people more than other people. And this is why I hate it when we try to create a strict black and white character of the world, like good and evil. People don't be playing good and evil thing. People be doing things based on motivations they have. Sure, you could classify it as evil or classify it as good. But the truth is people are doing some things that they think is beneficial to them or what they think is right. That's just the reality. Now, there's one more thing I want to touch on. Could this have been the secret plan of Eren? You know, the Lelouch thing. By allowing himself to become the responsible, the sole responsible person of the rumbling, while having people from Paradise Island working together with people from Malian Empire to stop him. Was this his way of showing the rest of the world that, see, you guys can come together and work together for a greater plan to stop a greater evil. And look, the people that you condemn and was trying to kill, there they are sacrificing their life, trying to kill their friend who you could rationalize that is trying to launch this rumbling to protect them, but here they are trying to stop it because they are just not evil. They are not an evil set of people like you wanted to believe them to be. So, you know, that could be Eren's secret plan to get the people from Marlian Empire and the rest of the world to sympathize with those from the parties and say, see, these people aren't evil. They aren't evil at all. Anyway, that's it for this episode, you know. Let me know what you guys think. You can reach me on Facebook at The Anime Podcast, Instagram, you know, like me and follow me wherever you listen to podcasts, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. I know this was abrupt, but yeah, that's it for this episode. See you guys later.